Isaac Cole. Isaac is a first-year medical student at the Loma Linda University School of Medicine, and he recently completed his MPH with an emphasis in global health at Loma Linda University School of Public Health. While he was completing his master's, Isaac has had the opportunity to serve as the Loma Linda University Community Academic Partners in Service Goal 4 Health Coordinator, which is a health promotion soccer league in the city of Loma Linda, and he's a key leader in the Global 4 health community, which created a health curriculum for the league's children. Isaac's three greatest passions are playing the game of soccer, working with children, and serving his community, both local and globally. Isaac would also like to acknowledge that everything he has accomplished could not have been possible without the support of his family, his community, and mentors in the medical and public health professions. Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you for that introduction. The title of my study was Addressing Childhood Obesity and Physical Activity Through a Health Curriculum. And let's get into it. I have no relationships to disclose. So the problem in the United States is that, according to the CDC, is that 18% of our children are facing childhood obesity, with the heaviest children becoming heavier. And this is a problem because it increases cardiovascular risk factors, hypertension, diabetes type 2, and increased cholesterol. More specifically to our population in San Bernardino County, California, according to the National Coalition for Health, 30% of the 95,000 public school students are overweight or obese. And according to UCLA, 14.6 ages 2 through 11 and ages 12 through 17 are 28.6%. And then according to Healthy Communities, the Healthy Communities Initiative for the city of San Bernardino, 71% of our children do not meet the fitness requirements. So what does the CDC propose to alleviate these problems? First, it recommends reducing availability of sugary drinks in childcare settings and schools, increase availability of fresh water in parks and recreational facilities, eliminate sugary drinks in school vending machines, and so increasing access, making the healthier choice the easier choice. And then finally, the three that Goal for Health addresses are eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, limit foods high in fat and sugar, serve your family water instead of drinks with added sugars, and increased physical activity. And the CDC emphasizes that even in those who are overweight or obese, when you increase their physical activity, you decrease the cardiovascular risk factors, hyperlipidemia, hyperinsulinemia, and elevated blood pressure. So the Goal for Health Soccer League is located in Loma Linda, California. We are a program within the Loma Linda University Community Academic Partners in Service, which is Loma Linda's community outreach branch. And this past season, we served 314 participants. That's 182 families, 278 children in our children's league, and 36 mothers and daughters in our mother and daughter league. We have 26 teams, 52 coaches, and we have 16 practices and 7 games over a span of about 3 months. We are also represented by as many as 24 different ethnicities and backgrounds, and 32 zip codes are also represented. And I'd like to emphasize that especially with the zip codes, we have a large, diverse group of socioeconomic backgrounds. So just an overview slide, needs and assets, curriculum development to curriculum evaluation. So our methods involve for the needs and assets assessment involve a literature review and using the Peace Corps' PACA tools, participatory analysis for community action. And we did this with our Goal for Health Advisory Committee, which is a group of individuals from our soccer community. This committee has people from all walks of life. We have a professor of periodontology in the School of Dentistry. We have a preventive medicine doctor, and we have a lot of passionate Hispanic soccer moms. We have and soccer moms in general. So the results of the literature review were a little bit surprising. If you do a PubMed MeSH heading search, you'll find that the majority of interventions are in the African and South American continents, and they focus on relevant health issues in those countries. So HIV, AIDS, getting people immunized, malaria, they don't focus so much on problems that would be useful for us. And then for the PACA tools assessment, you make a prioritization matrix, and our community prioritized bullying, water, healthy snacks, sugary drinks, active lifestyle, sportsmanship, and asthma as the key health topics for this curriculum. And I have some curriculum there, but the coach's preference for a concise curriculum, the coaches wanted something that would be easily, you know, you can just flip through this in practice, you can toss it in your gym bag, it's durable. And on the front is the health lesson, and on the back side is the activity and game for the day. So the curriculum development involved using the National Association for Education of Young Children and the National Association of Early Childhood Specialists in State Departments in Education guidelines for health for curriculum ages 3 through 8. We also used Werner's people-centered learning, which emphasizes the sharing of knowledge in a non-judgmental, safe environment. For the health curriculum, we used the majority of our information came from NEMER's Kids Health. It's a very children-friendly website with a lot of different health topics. And after we developed this curriculum, we took it back to our staff, we took it back to our committee members, and we actually were able to get it looked at by a professional who does public media evaluation, Lothrian Associates, very briefly. So I'm just going to walk you through one of our curriculum topics, the bullying and sportsmanship. On the front page, we have the definition, why you should care, what you can do about it. And on the back, we have two activities, nail in the wood and pass the apple. So pass the apple was this activity where you get a team and you put them in a circle and you have them think about or remember a time when they were bullied. And when they don't have to say it out loud, but they take the apple and then they throw it on the table as hard as they can. And when you go all the way around 10 kids, the apple is pretty bruised. At the end, you give them the apple and you say, now look at this apple. It looks pretty good. If you just saw it in the store, you would probably buy it, maybe. If you hadn't felt it, just by looks alone, you would probably buy it. But when you cut it open, you can see how damaged the apple is on the inside, and the secret to this activity is really buying the overripe fruit and really getting those juices to flow out. And then we emphasize that bullying can, that lesson especially teaches the impact of hurtful words even when appearances suggest otherwise. And we have the curriculum is entirely is full of this. We wanted to emphasize that experience of health, not just the health lesson, but also experiencing health. And finally, at the end of the season, we asked our coaches and advisory committee members, what did you like, what did you not like, how would you improve it? And the coaches and advisory committee members liked the interactive activities, the visuals, and the presentation. We had the opportunity to partner with the Loma Linda University School of Medicine Anatomy Department to bring out some plastinated models of lungs. So the kids got to look at that. We partnered with United Way, which brought us the MyPlate activity. And we used the Rethink Your Drink activity for our sugary drinks module. One of the weaknesses of the curriculum was that coaches in the 3 and 4 age group and the older groups wanted more age-appropriate material. It's hard to talk to a 3-year-old about the sugar content in a soda. They just want to drink it. So major findings and next steps. There is a great deal of interest in this type of intervention. We had overwhelming community buy-in. The committee supported it. The parents and kids loved it. We also wanted to emphasize goal for health this season. We're the goal for health soccer league, but in past years we hadn't necessarily been emphasizing health as much as we could have. Children come to a soccer league for exercise already, but how do we take it to the next level? And we did that. We tried to do that through this curriculum. And then finally, having that extra reinforcement from someone who isn't a parent or a teacher is huge for kids experiencing health. And our next steps involve comprehensive impact evaluation. Is what we're doing actually making a difference in our children's lives? Behavior change evaluation. Are kids coming to the league, exercising, and then going home and eating a bag of potato chips in one sitting? We need to know if this has a lasting effect and is actually changing behavior. We also want to become more self-reliant in developing our own curriculum tools. I personally think that we should try and partner with Loma Linda University Children's Hospital so that we can increase the partnership, branch out to more schools. We need to make the younger modules, the modules for the younger kids and older kids more age appropriate. And finally, the main point is this is something that you can do in your community. You shouldn't have to wait for outside organizations to provide you with materials. This is something you can go to your community with, and you can prioritize your needs, and you can develop this yourself. And then the limitations were some of our coaches may... This is kind of a strength as well. The coach's main focus was on soccer, meaning that some of them didn't want to do this. Another limitation was time. There isn't enough time to do all the things we would have liked to in terms of evaluation and development. Change in scope of work. We also wanted, at the beginning, we wanted to evaluate knowledge and self-efficacy of the curriculum, but I am one of four people that really work on the league, so that, and relating to lack of manpower, really set that back. The lack of more stringent data collection criteria and incomplete monitoring and evaluation. My references, and I'd like to acknowledge the CAP School for Health staff, the Institute for Community Partnerships, the School of Public Health, and the Hulda Crooks Foundation, which paid for this curriculum. And my contact is there. Thank you.